This is PolitiFact Florida. I'm Steve Newborn. Various bills that would unleash restrictions on where guns can be brandished have been bouncing through the state capitol during this legislative session. One would make it easier for defendants to use the Stand Your Ground law. That's the ruling surrounding the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman debate. More recently, a former Tampa police officer invoked a Stand Your Ground defense after killing a man who allegedly threw popcorn at him in a Pasco County movie theater. Now, one of the authors of the original bill from 10 years ago, State Senator Dennis Baxley of Ocala, has been pushing to beef up the law. Here's what he said recently on the Senate floor.
And so what has happened since 2005? We've seen violent crime continuously go down. Is that not the public policy result that we would want?
Let's check on that claim with Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Katie.
Hey.
So, Katie, is Baxley shooting straight or misfiring?
This claim has an element of truth, but it really overall is more of a misfire. We rated it mostly false. So there is an element of truth here in the sense that the violent crime rate has been coming down for quite some time. It's been coming down since 2005 when Stand Your Ground was passed by about 35% overall. However, the violent crime rate had been going down at a pretty steady rate since the 1990s. So it's a little hard to believe, as Baxley wants us to believe, that the Stand Your Ground law had a real impact in pushing this down. It also ignores that the violent crime rate has been coming down on a national scale. That makes it really hard to parse out what's happening in Florida versus what the rest of the country is seeing. There's also an academic study that actually proves the opposite of what Baxley said. We found this study in the journal JAMA Internal Medicine, and they found that firearm homicides actually increased after Stand Your Ground was passed in 2005.
So is Florida bucking a national trend here despite what Baxley is saying?
Yes. These researchers, they found that the increase in the firearm homicide rate was happening despite a general decline in homicide in the United States going all the way back to the early 1990s. And they singled out a few states that don't have a Stand Your Ground law, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia. They also did not see an uptick in those firearm homicides like Florida did.
All right, let's continue our second round of gun-related rulings. Hannah Willard of the advocacy group Equality Florida made this claim during a recent press conference pushing for gun control. Experts estimate that 40% of gun sales occur in no-questions-asked transactions that often take place at gun shows or on the internet. Katie, is that right?
We have a word for this. We call it a zombie statistic. It just won't die, even though it's wrong. This statistic stems from survey data that was taken all the way back in 1994. The second problem with it was that it was including firearms that were given as gifts or inheritance. So it wasn't including firearms that were sold at these gun shows. Finally, when we checked back in with the authors of the original study back in 1994, they said there was new information that had just come out in January. They resurveyed about 1,600 adult gun owners, and they found that 22% obtained their gun without a background check. And that 40% statistic, that zombie statistic, that is incorrect. So we rated this false.
All righty. Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for clearing the air on these claims.
Thanks for having us on to talk about claims from the legislature. We're still watching.